You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Getting me a little door dashing in while it's early before the day really starts. You know, things have been going a little bit downhill so far with inflation, people not ordering out as much, which, hey, you know what? I can still roll with that. People should be cooking up at home a lot more. But there was one particular video that is being requested for me to upload called My Crazy Dream. As much as I really want to upload that video, it constantly gets me a strike. Now, that video, I'm talking about a dream that I had, which ironically fits perfectly with what I'm about to talk about in one Kamala Harris, how she became president and the absolute shit show that followed that actually united all men to actually rebel. Now, with Joe Biden dropping out of the race, fellas, black men in particular, you should know what's about to happen. And if you don't, here we go. We all know what's about to happen now that Kamala's being pushed up to the front. Yeah, black women victimhood. People of color victimhood. They're going to throw everything they can at this. Black men in particular, you're going to have to understand and you're going to have to stand your ground. Why? Because Anton Daniels put out a very interesting video. We talked about the AKAs, the pretty much all of the black female sororities, what they're going to do. And yes, we all know black women victimhood is going to be the forefront of this. Now, I'm going to take a quick look at Google because I want to talk about a particular set of numbers. All right, let's go. Population of America, current U.S. population. Current U.S. population. We'll go with 2023. All right. As of July 1st, 2023, the U.S. Census Bureau estimated the U.S. population to be 334,914,895. Okay, now let's go ahead and do something else. Current U.S. black women's population. Now, you guys know where I'm going to be getting at, right? All right. So, the current percentage of black women represent 7.7 of the total U.S. population. Now, as we all know, society has no problems pushing the idea that the black woman's vote is all powerful. However, when you look at the totality of people in America versus the population of black women, That is all smoke and fucking mirrors. And frankly, it is an absolute disgrace that black women still fall for the same propaganda every damn time. But like I said, black men, this is where you're going to have to stand your ground, because they love to throw out, oh, we're voting for democracy, blah, 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 blah. And of course, they're going to use the race card too, which in my humble opinion is old and tired. Oh, well, Donald Trump's a racist, blah, 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 blah. I'm so fucking tired of hearing that. Every damn time, it's the same goddamn play, which, once again, what is the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over again and expecting a different damn result. You know how every 4 fucking years, the Democrats come out and pander to black women. Yeah, right. No, no. So, of course, like I said, they're going to throw every victim card they have behind Kamala. And they're going to expect the majority of black men to fall in line, too. Yeah, our president going to look like us. Yeah, no, no. And remember, black men, how many of you were locked up when Kamala was the prosecutor out here in California? Yeah, don't forget that. Now, remember, as we all know in the black community, vote blue no matter who. Why? Because, once again, let's go back in history. Lyndon B. Johnson and the Great Society Program. What did he say? I will have these Negroes, but of course, that's not what he really said, but I will have these Negroes voting Democrat for the next 200 years. Who did he truly mean? He meant he was going to have black women voting Democrat for the next 200 years. Why? Because guess what he gave them? The illusion of choice and the illusion of power. Now, going back to the whole 7.7% of the U.S. population, that is not N-O-T, not a huge error for where margins can be drawn. It's not. The numbers simply do not match. But like I said, they have to continue to pander to black women. Why? Because black women are a great economic base. Everybody knows this. Tell black women what they want to hear, and they have no problems paying you to do so. See, that goes back to another Lyndon B. Johnson quote. However, this was directed at poor white people. Convince the lowest white man that he's better than the best colored man, and he won't realize you're picking his pockets. Hell, give him someone to look down on and he will freely give you his money. Oops. Yeah, a lot of white people don't know that particular phrase from Lyndon Baines Johnson, the Democrat. So yeah, we all know when it comes to Democrats, it's all about power. But black men, understand, you are going to be severely targeted with all sorts of gaslighting and psychological manipulation for the next few months. You have to be ready to stand strong. Yes, give that collective middle finger, because guess what? They've shown time and time again, when Democrats get into power, you are nowhere in the equation. Black women are barely in the equation. But hey, I'm just spitballing here. But history has shown us, gentlemen, history has truly shown us. Once again, I'm going to reiterate, every psychological gaslighting tactic and victimhood tactic is going to be thrown at Kamala Harris. Oh, you don't like Kamala? Oh, you're a racist. Oh, you don't like Kamala? You're a sexist. Everything is going to be pushed behind her. DEI, the whole nine yards. However, gentlemen, be prepared to be tested. Stand strong. Stand firm, black men. You already know you're not going to get anything, if not even a pat on the head. Remember something as I close this out. Remember that one little ploy that they had called get your booty to the poll, where they literally used strippers to try to entice black men into voting? That was absolutely fucking demeaning. Yeah, black men, you're only as good as your penis that controls you. As long as someone is willing to throw out a nice shaped woman, that's all you need. Yeah, no. Let these people know you're beyond that. You want more, and goddamn it, if they're not going to give it to you, then guess what? Vote for the man that will give it to you. Vote for the man who is aligned with what you want. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. Do you think I'm right? Do you think I'm crazy? Or do you really see what's about to happen? Do you see the plan also? And for black women, you really need to understand this. In my video that I did called Your Services Are No Longer Required, here you are yet again about to be thrown the same playbook, the same Democratic plan that they're going to go to. Appeal to your true insecurity to get you to vote for them. Oh, yeah, we know this. So, yeah, collectively, black women, all of the collective power you think you have, we all know by the numbers alone, that is a farce. That is false. Feminism, which was never your fight to begin with, that's definitely something that has never truly benefited black women in the long run. Hey, what more can I say? I'm just speaking from a humble place. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am